I'm Joni De Winter.
And I am Susan Grant.
And we are part of Bell Street,
who are an events band and theatre company.
And we're here to talk to you today about our fun and failures.
On our journey from being scared, but doing it anyway. I got through that.
You did. Well done. We've learnt it now. That's good. Yes. We don't even need notes for that bit.
Nope.
I like that we needed notes to remind ourselves who we were. Anyway, welcome to our final episode of season one, Just Do It Anyway.
We are excited to be on episode 8, mainly because we thought we were only going to do 6.
Yeah.
So it's been a fun journey for us and hopefully for you as well.
Yeah, it's been really great hearing some of the feedback from you guys and reading your comments online and things. Most of them have been very nice.
Yes. And from speaking to people as well, those that are local to us, we have been stopped in the street. We have been approached. Wow. Well, in the nicest possible way.
And we've had people listen from all over the world, so why would you listen? But that's great. It's brilliant.
You should have called it that.
Why would you listen to the podcast?
Yeah.
Didn't you have a friend struggle to find us?
Yes. A friend was trying to find us to listen to the podcast because I'd been talking about it. But he'd been looking for Waffle, which I couldn't understand. He's like, I thought it was called Waffling On. And which we think is actually quite a good
Why
name
did
for
you
podcast.
Think that?
Because I'd obviously said, oh yeah, listen, it's just us waffling on.
So today we thought we'd summarise the last season, because we have done a lot of talking and there's been a lot of information and we've heard from some brilliant people. So we thought we'd kind of revisit and set you a tiny bit more homework. Some of you really liked doing the homework.
Yeah.
From episode, what was that, episode 2?
I think so. And we enjoyed getting the messages about what you were thinking of doing or doing.
So today we're going to use the titles mostly from the other episodes to help us summarise everything that's gone on. So the first thing we want you to do today, alongside us, because we're going to do it too, is think about your project or your goal or whatever it is that you're working on. We're not going back to the building a house analogy. Whatever it is. And if you haven't already, we want you to really imagine what it looks like when it's finished, when you've done it, when you've achieved that project.
And what it feels like as well, how you feel about it. So it becomes a little bit more tangible for you to start and attack. And bearing in mind, it might look completely different when you actually get there. But as a process.
Ideally, if there were no holdbacks, what does it physically look like? And just, if you want to, you can write it down, or if you're the imaginative kind, you just close your eyes and think about it. We just tend to talk about it quite a lot.
Well, and then we write everything on our very large post-it notes.
We do like a large post-it note.
Stick around
yes.
The room, which is good. So whatever your process is, maybe you want to give it a colour. Or a name, whatever it is, just to make it come alive so that you can get excited about it.
Thinking about this podcast and the project we've kind of taken on with this, it's something that we really wanted to give a go. And when we imagine the end goal, when we've achieved it and it's finished or it's complete in its birth, what we want really to do is build a community of people who are inspired and motivated. And the podcast is part of that. So that's definitely our like vision.
Yeah, to have a supportive network for creatives.
And in that, that is part of why we want to do the podcast. And that seems far away from what we're doing right now. And really the podcast is a step towards that. It's a scary thing to want to build. So the podcast for us is a step towards that. But in itself, the podcast was a huge thing. So...
Yes, it was a huge thing. And going with our title of one of our previous episodes was just about showing up. You just have to show up. And so after umming and ahhing for quite a long time,
about a podcast, we did just take that leap and we showed up with the idea and then moved on to the next step.
Which we've taken inspiration from the excellent interview we did with Karen and Amber from Fold in episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What's the worst that can happen? Please listen to it if you haven't. It's a really inspiring interview. But one of the pieces of advice Amber gave during that interview was when you feel overwhelmed by a task or it feels huge, break it down into the steps you need to do to make it happen or the problems that need to be solved to make it happen. And then one at a time, just write down how you're going to solve that one problem. And that is what we did when we'd recorded the first episode and stuff. We were just beginning to go, right, we're actually going to do this. We're going to do this podcast. We wrote a list and it felt like a really daunting list, but they were all small things that we needed to do. We needed to create some artwork. We needed to think what we were going to call it. How do you record a podcast?
And how much investment were we going to have to put in? What could we borrow that we could just work out what we actually needed?
How do you edit a podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot. But as we began to work our way through the very daunting list, obviously the list gets smaller, isn't it? And so breaking down, it's like we just need to make a decision about the name. It still took us a week, but we made a decision and that's like, ooh, okay, big thing. Now we can, right, what do we want the artwork to look at? Let's disagree about that for a week.
And with that comes learning new things as well. So we have learnt a lot of new skills, as well as trying not to waffle as much as we did in the first one.
I don't think we've achieved that. Step one was imagine it. Step two is honestly sit down, book out some time like we said to do in previous episodes and write this list and be as specific as you can, because that will help you actually work through the list, not just publish the podcast. What do you need to do on those each, on that task? What does that mean? Because actually that will feel more doable and you can spend 10 minutes a day towards something on that list and you will slowly put one foot in front of the other and begin to make it happen. And inevitably, as you begin to work your way down that list, there's going to be problems that come up mentally.
Yeah, well, mentally and physically, like, how does any of the equipment work? Or when you don't press record, you have to pull yourself together to do it all again.
Yes, you do. I'm proud of us, actually, because it's new tech. It's new technology. It's not for anyone normal, but well, you're good at tech, but I'm not. And Anna,
No, I'm not.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? It's like when we started doing Bell Street, doing the events band. You stepped up, showed up. And Susan does our, like, twiddly bits with the sound and oogies.
Yes.
Don't you? And you're the one who knows.
I've learned
because you had to.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now I've got to learn to know another side of it all when we get our new equipment.
Exactly.
Again.
Exactly. But so that was a huge thing. And, you know, I'm not technical at all. And then we're every week setting up this ridiculous, if you could see how we film, it's not health and safety safe. And there's wires everywhere, basically trapped in a corner with a pet, always. But we've troubleshoot and we learn. And even if it's not something you're naturally lean towards, you just get on with it. Yep. Put on your big girl, fuck off fabulous pants, mm-hmm. and learn how to do it.
Yep.
Because go back to your vision at the beginning of what you want to achieve and why you're doing this list. And then just grit your teeth and learn And that's, we've covered it lots, but you can't hear it enough about the imposter syndrome and, you know, being brave. You don't just one day learn to do that, do you?
No. And in, with our interview with Alice, she was very good at saying, well, if you say you're something, then you can be that.
Yeah.
Just be it.
Yeah.
Why not give it a go?
We're podcasters now. But we are.
We are. We've had lots of listeners.
We have. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
And then about the trying and Sorelli.
Okay. I'll be talking quietly in case they hear us.
We're just having a secret planning meeting. As we were working our way through the list, we did have to, you know, get over ourselves a bit and just think, well, if no one's going to listen, mm-hmm. no one's going to listen. It's fine. We will have learned a ton of stuff, learned some very valuable skills.
Yeah. Relived a few stories.
Had a good laugh.
That's right. Again, going back to one of our titles of with Sorelli, try it, you might like it. Because it is just giving something a go. Taking the pressure off, and if I don't give it a go, then somebody else quite possibly will. That idea might flitter away to somebody else.
And at the end of the day, you're only trying it. You know, we are trying the podcast. If it doesn't work, it doesn't matter. We'll just move on and say, well, we've done that. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to do this next thing. But as you try things, you begin to know if it feels good, if it's lifting you up, if you're enjoying it, if when you talk to people about it, you get excited.
And that they get excited as well. Because a lot of things that we put ourselves forward to do actually impact other people without you really realising it. Until someone comes up and says, oh, actually, thank you for talking about that, because that's helped me on my journey with this, or that was really interesting.
Or stop inspiring me, I don't want to be inspired anymore, I'm too scared, someone said to me, because they had been inspired to go and try something completely different business-wise, and now they're doing it.
Yeah.
And she was like, don't give me any more ideas. But she said, I'm scared and I'm doing it anyway, and that's, well, great, one person.
And if we can make you laugh by being Wallies as well, that's also something good.
We're good at.
We are very good at. We've being a Wally. A lot. Yeah.
We have overshared, and we're sorry about that. Another example, even just related to our podcast, is we were just going to talk by ourselves all the time. That was our plan for our episodes. And then one day one of us said, oh, maybe we could talk to a couple of people who are giving it a good go. Make a little mini episode about it, maybe 5-minute interview. So we gave that a try. Yeah.
And we ended up with 3 extra episodes.
Yes. Originally, our interviews with Alice and Natalie and Matilda and Karen and Amber were going to be like soundbite snippets, but they're just too darn interesting. We realised there was no way we could edit out all the cool things they were saying.
So that was a big learning curve for us, and we really enjoyed speaking to them all. When we move on to series 2, it will be really fun to interview people again and talk to them and see who else we can collar to come and share their stories with us.
So looking back once again on the different interviews, lovely meetings, our guests. We had a think about what we'd actually learnt from them, and there was a lot of brilliant information, excellent quotes that we carry with us now.
Yes.
And
how to eat an elephant.
Yes. But also, we learnt that actually what we're missing, that everyone else seems to do, is a spreadsheet.
Yeah. Everyone is like, spreadsheets. Yeah. So we need to, well, we've started a spreadsheet, a practice one, haven't we?
We have.
For an event. Yes. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. We might really love them.
Mm. The other thing we've learnt, though, is someone is always good at the spreadsheets.
Oh.
That might be our problem. Okay. There's the one who's good at the spreadsheet.
Mm. Well, I don't know if I've really tried it. Ooh, so maybe
it
if
might
I,
be you.
If I tried it, then I you might like it. Get over myself.
Get over yourself.
Pick up a spreadsheet.
And make the magic.
So yes, spreadsheets, definitely. That's on our list of being organised and pulling it all together.
And I thought when we were kind of reflecting back on the interviews, it was crazy how like similar everyone's journey is. Very different projects, very different businesses, but actually quite similar processes in terms of stepping out, being brave, trying things out, imposter syndrome. We touched on so many similar themes.
Yeah.
Again, another thing that people are that we're not seems to be calculated risk takers. and we're a bit less like that.
Yes.
Maybe we need to learn about the calculated risk.
Well, we've done quite well so far. We have taken some risky business risks. We've only really fallen flat on our face with a couple of things and had to apologise afterwards.
But maybe it comes down to how seriously you take yourself and your dreams, which is our own advice that we need to take, is we've never done, I don't know if I want to be this vulnerable about things, but like we've never done a business plan, have we? We've never done any kind of that calculated business stuff.
No.
For our business.
No.
And actually, I think that's because it's taken us so long to take ourselves
seriously.
Mm-hmm. And maybe it's only that we're coming into that phase of our projects now,
mm-hmm.
that we begin to see the differences between, you know, three very successful, brave, fabulous ideas and where we could definitely do better.
Yeah.
And I think the only reason we've never done something like that is because of confidence in... Sorry, we're just having a revelation at the minute.
Well, but as a singer, as a performer, no one asks for your business plan.
No.
Because you go out and you do your gigs and then that's what you do. It's only since we've opened up to becoming a production company to look at other people coming on board with us, to look at writing, producing, doing a podcast. We do need actually some sort of business plan.
Oh crap, you're gonna have to do the spreadsheets
for our time as well.
Yes, good. Well, that's good, we've learned something about ourselves today.
Oh, it all sounds a bit admin-y for me though. I'm not very good at admin. Well, actually you have to be though, don't you?
We're okay. Between us, we're okay. Maybe we could learn spreadsheets together.
Okay. So if anyone knows an awful lot about spreadsheets and would like to...
Do it for us.
Do it for us. I was going to say teach us, but do it for us. Please, please put yourself forward. We'd love to hear from you. Dummy's guide to spreadsheets.
But we are so grateful to those wonderful women for giving us such great springboards to expand on their experience as well. It's so great that they took out time to be part of what could have been a very questionable podcast series. And we're really grateful to you as well for listening, because we've had quite a few people subscribe, and that makes a massive difference. And we've had quite a few people share it, and that makes a huge difference too, because I'm not sure why, but that's what the computer's like, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the more people that hear us, the better.
Yeah,
I think.
But I think we're better than we thought we'd be. And we never normally say that about ourselves.
No. Also, we do now have merchandise.
We do.
We have our Fuck Off Fabulous mugs.
And you can be the proud donor of one by the time this podcast airs.
Yep.
There's a little goal.
It just, you know, having your tea or your coffee in that, or whatever you want, really. Just to remind
cup
yourself.
Cup of soup.
Cup of soup, yeah.
Whiskey.
Remind yourself, cup of soup and whiskey.
No.
Hard times. But to remind yourself that you're brilliant, or buy one for someone else who you think should have one.
Yeah, we'll put the link in our socials and on our website.
And we'll be working on the t-shirts, hoodies and pants. All in good time.
You'll be able to find the link somewhere. Because at this moment in time, because we obviously pre-record these podcasts, at this moment in time, we have the prototype, but we have not quite finalised how you're going to buy them. Mm-hmm. So that's our little goal that we have to achieve by the time this podcast goes out.
Yes.
We would love to know from you, before we go, before we sign off and walk off into the sunset of season one, we'd love to know, A, if you've enjoyed this podcast. We love hearing if there's been anything you've been inspired to do. We love hearing about anything you've connected with. But we'd really love to know, what would you like to hear more of from us?
Yes, we will go and find some people that we can interview. But if we've got a rough idea of what you might like to hear from us, then we can start trying to find the people that can give us the answers as
yes.
well.
Yes, when you're creating something, what are the problems you come across? Is there a specific thing that stops you
from moving forwards?
Yeah.
And of course, if you're listening to this and you have an event of any sort, you can always book Bell Street to perform.
Oh yes,
perform,
but not for funerals.
Well,
we did agree not funerals.
We did agree not funerals, but you know, any
just
booking.
Susan for funerals, as previously mentioned.
But if you haven't heard us or seen us and you're thinking about it, as we've said in previous episodes, we're better than you might think.
Try us, you might like us.
Yeah.
What's the worst that can happen? Which is how we want to round off this whole season. We're so proud of you for having a project. We're so proud of you for beginning to start on it. So don't be afraid, because what is the worst that can happen?
Well, small steps.
Small
if
steps.
You take small steps
Try
and
out.
You have your passion, then everyone's behind you.
So until we meet again, if you're scared,
just do it anyway.